Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 3rd, 2023. Ask and use. Question: is it possible to feel a spiritual reward so that I receive it not as a gift from above, but because I have actually earned it? Answer: of course. But what does it matter? The main thing is to yearn for the Creator all the time, to express our attachment to Him and our dependence on Him, and then we can advance. After all, no matter what we do, we can advance only with His force, with His mind, with what we receive from Him. Therefore, we do not need to make any calculations regarding what we should give Him. Ask and use everything you receive. You ask the Creator like a favorite student asks for help from his teacher. Or the way a child feels that he cannot achieve something without his parents, and asks them for help. This is exactly what the teacher or the parents are waiting for and are happy to help with. One must treat this with the heart. Nothing influences the Creator more than our heart. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 14, 2023. All my bones shall say. Eternal fire with the Creator inside. Question: I want to break through to the heart of every friend, but not everyone is ready to open their heart and accept you. How can one not lose the fire of love and continue to knock on his heart? Answer: it is quite natural that a friend does not want to hear about it. This means he has healthy egoism. You should try to reach him through other friends. Do not lose optimism, because this is the purpose of creation. The place in the heart of a friend that you need to hit several times is your desire to be in his heart. In the end, everything will work out. Question: I am sending bullets into the hearts of my friends, and they are sending bullets to me. The heart ignites, burns, and then it cools down a little. Is our task to turn the heart into an eternal flame? Can we survive it? Answer: there are no problems. We can all burn together constantly with eternal fire, and the Creator will be inside it. He is the material that will burn within us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 13, 2023. To give the Creator a gift. No one will be superfluous. Question: can there be love between the Creator and the friends? After all, there is only me and my neighbor. What is the difference between love for a friend and love for the Creator? Answer: we want to love the Creator together, to unite in Him. We cannot connect with each other in any combination, neither man with man with woman, nor woman with woman. This is possible only if we are included in the Creator and unite in Him. And then no one will be superfluous, we will all complement each other. This is what we should strive for. The main thing is to achieve connection and love with the Creator. And the friends should take the same part in this as you do. Therefore, you must be connected with them in order to come from love for your friends to love for the Creator. And if love for your friends already exists, at least in some minimal form, and it warms you, then you should turn to the Creator and ask Him to dwell in your common feeling. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 13, 2023. Giving a gift to the Creator. Fulfillment of wishes. Question: what should I do to make a wish come true? Answer: first, really want it and investigate whether your desire is in contradiction with the general course of humanity. Second, find such people in your environment who would also like to achieve a state of connection, and rapprochement with each other. This way you will have an understanding of how to advance to the desired result. Question: at what level of desire is the desire to be loved? And how can you rise above it? Answer: every person has a desire to be loved in a more or less expressed form. It is our natural desire that we feel at any age, at any time. The desire for love is the desire for compassion, connection, and feeling the other as yourself. It is inherent in everyone. Question: Is the desire for mutual love, for whole life, an egoistic desire? Answer: in general, yes. But can you give the same feeling to another? This is already a question. From CabTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. Whom does the Creator love more? Question. There is a very famous story that is possibly from the Oral Torah about when there was no rain and people came to a disciple of a great sage and asked him to pray for rain. He prayed for a day, 2 days, and 3 days, and there was no rain. Then they went to the sage. The sage prayed, and it immediately began to rain. They said, "Now we see who the real sage is, you, not him." The sage answered, "No, on the contrary. This disciple of mine is great because the Creator wants to stay connected with him. And with me, do you want? Please, receive." The question arises that when everyone is waiting for an instant response from the Creator, maybe it is precisely the fact that he does not answer means that he is taking care of this person? Answer: we do not know. Nothing can be clear here. We just have to do what we have to do. And what we get, we must understand that this is exactly what we should get. Question: is the formula pray and immediately receive an answer, or pray and the answer comes in a year comprehensible? Answer: yes, it is incomprehensible. Time interferes and upsets everything for us. Question: it is the time, the year that is passing? Answer: yes. Question: so we are absolutely entangled in this world. But all the same, when the answer is not coming, at that moment there comes, as it were, complete disbelief, disbelief in the upper force, disbelief in the Creator. Well, there is no answer, it is not coming. How can you hold on here? You have been in this request for years and years on. Answer: you do not need any Creator. And you do not need any answers at all. Just love your neighbor as yourself. The Creator does not ask you to respect him, to love him, and to treat him as something great. Number on the contrary, he is telling you, pay attention to what is next to you. Start treating them well. And then everything will be fine. See what he requires of you. He requires just an attentive, kind, cordial attitude toward people from your side. This is the Creator. Is that not right? Comment: now a person will hear this and soften. He feels good about it, really. He wants to say, "Yes, I can." But he will not be able to. My response: he will, slowly. He will be able to if all of us, in all our systems from which we affect a person, will constantly calm him down, tune him in, relieve him of tension, and only lead him to this. Question: to have a warm attitude toward others? To love your neighbor as yourself? Answer: yes. Give him an example about everyone and everything, that this is exactly the law of life. Question: you have also said a very interesting, sharp phrase here, do not look for any Creator. Right? That is, look for this connection, and you will find the Creator because this is exactly what the Creator wants? Answer: yes. Question: when I look for this connection with others, for a warm relationship and try to understand what love your neighbor as yourself means, I must keep inside myself that this is what nature, the Creator, wants? Answer: you must keep yourself absolutely clean inside. And only from this point speak with yourself and with others. Question: then what is this purity you are talking about? Answer: you do not deviate from this straight line in anything as much as you can. Question: and if all kinds of thoughts and of desires come up, what do I do with them? Answer: you keep yourself like a tightrope walker. You must guard yourself so that you do not deviate an inch in any direction. Just follow this path. Comment: thank you. God bless. My response: you will succeed in it. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 31, 2023. Why do basic human desires decrease? In the news, if studies, fewer American high schoolers having sex than ever before. Fewer than 40% of American high schoolers have ever had sexual intercourse, a decline of over 15 percentage points since the early 1990s. What this year's report shows is yet another drop in that activity, consistent with the more or less continuous trend since 1991. Closer examination reveals that most teens are having less sex and delaying sex longer, and that sexually active teens have fewer lifetime sexual partners. Question: this is an interesting phenomenon. Why do you think these basic human desires are decreasing so much? Answer: on one hand, we experienced the peak of sexuality when it was allowed and possible. Young people, boys and girls, even bragged about it to each other. And now, it has become so common, mundane, that people are simultaneously or in parallel to it looking for some other activities. Therefore, interest in sex is gradually decreasing. People are looking for some kind of inner satisfaction, which sex unfortunately cannot give. Along with sexual experience and everything else comes frustration and emptiness. From CabTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is lacking in I? As advanced as I becomes, it will always be just an auxiliary component existing beside a person. It will never be able to manage itself and to invent and implement laws. We humans are made of different material. We have higher matter, the quality of bestowal, in addition to the quality of receiving. Accordingly, we have the possibility of rising above ourselves. We still do not know how to do that, but we possess such potential, and given the method to do so, we can advance in that direction. Artificial intelligence is not intelligence. It is just a calculating machine. It is the same zeros and ones, only with much faster calculations. The person does not just count zeros and ones, but also has emotions. While society is in a frenzy about AI at the moment, since it is lacking key human elements, the passion for it will eventually pass. Based on CabTV's meetings with Kabbalah with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on January 5, 2022. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.